Thanks a lot, Elise. It's 8:22 at WLNA, and joining us this morning on Good Morning Hudson Valley is Frederick Lentz. He is an avid snowboarder, and he is an author. He has a new book out called Snowboarding to Nirvana. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Snowboarding is really one of the hottest sports around today. Why is it so hot?
It's because it's just so much fun. It's easy to do. It's exciting. It's something that you can do at any age. And I think simply because there are just, it's really much easier than skiing. And I think a lot of people who have done skiing are frankly just bored with it. And also for a lot of kids, naturally, it's, you know, you don't always want to do what your parents are doing. And snowboarding is something that is really, it has started out among the younger generation, but now actually you see people in their 50s and 60s snowboarding, and it's now, of course, become an Olympic sport.
Yeah, it seems on the mountain that it's the rebel sport.
It started out that way, but to tell you the truth now, there isn't practically a mountain that doesn't have a major influx of snowboarders, and a lot of skiers who first kind of thought it was just a crazy rebel sport are trying it and having a ball with it.
And apparently a lot of skiers also that I've spoken with who have become snowboarders say they'll never go back.
Exactly. It's just because it's two different sports completely. You're on snow, you're shooting down the mountain, but you can do jumps, turns. Remember, it's more like surfing, I guess. You're just on one large board, you can do great jumps, and I think altogether it's a safer sport because of the way your bindings are hooked up. You don't have two skis that can go in two separate directions, so I think your injury probabilities are lower, and it's just radically fun.
Now, you've taken snowboarding, and you've mixed in there romance and adventure and some mysticism as well.
Well, Snowboarding to Nirvana is really, it's an autobiographical account of when I snowboarded the Himalayas, and it's an account of my journey there. I went there to just for the greatest athletic challenge I could find, and in the process, I met all kinds of Buddhist monks. I met a beautiful gal from Denmark who I fell in love with. So a lot of people are comparing it to the Celestine prophecy, and it's kind of an adventure mysticism story. However, it's based on the facts of my life. And yes, there's magic, mysticism, romance, adventure, and snowboarding really becomes a metaphor in which I try and explain a lot of the things that the masters I met in the Far East taught me through snowboarding to just explain how yoga works and looking inside yourself and all kinds of things.
We're talking to Frederick Lentz. He's a PhD and an author. The new book is Snowboarding to Nirvana. You had a book previous to this as well that was a real bestseller, right?
Yes, Surfing the Himalayas. This is really a trilogy. And Surfing the Himalayas, which just came out in paperback, is in 14 languages now, and it was a bestseller. And in the first book, it explains my first trip over. And then on my second, this is my second trip, I went back to Los Angeles for a while and did some surfing, and then I went over and I re-encountered my Buddhist monks friends. They taught me more about mysticism and Tibetan magic, and I did much more radical off-piste snowboarding in Snowboarding to Nirvana, and there'll of course be a third book. We have a great website, by the way, with all kinds of fun information about snowboarding in the Himalayas, and that's www.himalaya.com if people are interested in snowboarding in general or just the radicalness of shooting straight down the biggest mountains in the world on a snowboard.
Now, as you said, the challenge of the mountain is what brought you there. What keeps you going back?
Well, what keeps me going back, I think, really is yoga. I had no really interest in metaphysics. I'm kind of a jock. I'm interested in athletics, and I do a lot of different types of athletics, martial arts. I have a black belt. I'm a scuba diver. But what the monks taught me over there, who I met, was simply that the real trick to high-performance sports or anything in life is expanding your mind. And they sort of made a bet with me, and that was that if I learned some yoga and some Tibetan meditation techniques, they said it would improve my athletic abilities. And I tried it, and it really has. And then, of course, it's not only done that, it's done the same thing. I'm in the software business, and I produce music. And I've just found that my experience with meditation and the things they taught me has enabled me to do everything better in life. So snowboarding has not plateaued for me. I keep getting better at it because I've learned, like I think any really competitive athlete does, that once you've gotten as good as you can get physically, what gives you improvement is your mental agility. And if you keep making your mind stronger, which these meditation techniques, which, by the way, I present in Snowboarding to Nirvana, they're there for anybody to use. If you make your mind stronger, you get better at everything you do once you've got the basics done on a physical level.
Is it hard to learn how to meditate the right way?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, there's a lot of hype about meditation, and it's presented in a lot of very weird and strange ways. and in many cases, people think they have to join religious cults or orders or something like that. What I've tried to do is demystify mysticism, and I've presented these meditation techniques that very high lamas taught me, but in a very Western way. It's all right in Snowboarding to Nirvana, and you can just sit down and do it, and in a few weeks you can start to have some amazing experiences that I think really help your just clarity of mind, your work. I learned a lot of this when I was a college student, and I went, you know, from being an okay college student to straight A's, to be honest with you.
Frederick Lenz is the author of Snowboarding to Nirvana, a book which intertwines romance, Buddhist monks, snowboarding, all kinds of fun stuff, mysticism and magic. When you talk about the meditation and expanding your mind, does that also incorporate visualization? You hear a lot about that. If you see yourself doing something a certain way, you actually can make that happen?
Yes, to a certain extent. There's two kinds of meditation-presented techniques in Snowboarding to Nirvana, you know, in intertwined with the adventure story. And some is just very traditional, where you're focusing on what they call a chakra or an energy center within your body. Meditation is really just a process of learning to slow your thoughts and eventually stop them and just become very, very clear and centered. But also there is some visualization, and there's some visualization techniques that the monks taught me to do while I was actually snowboarding, where I was focusing on certain aspects of snowboarding and learning to become what they called one with the snowboard, where I had to visualize that I and my snowboard were one. In the beginning, I thought I would never be able to do it, but with practice, I found it made me a much better snowboarder, and later I translated that to other activities. So there is both visualization and standard meditation in Snowboarding to Nirvana.
Well, I'm going to take your advice, because I'd like to be one with my skis.
It's the same process. The stuff that I have in Snowboarding to Nirvana is not limited to snowboarding. It applies to really skiing or any sport at all, or any other activity.
Yeah, but I think pretty much anything in life that
exactly.
You want to focus
yeah,
on.
I try to make the book not limited to that. As I said, snowboarding is just, and the techniques are a metaphor for anything you want to do really well.
Terrific. And your website is www.himalaya.com. Frederick Lenz, good luck with Snowboarding to Nirvana. I'm sure it'll be a hit, just like Surfing the Himalayas was. And we thank you so much for being with us.
Well, it was my great pleasure. You have a wonderful day out there.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
It's 8:30 at WLNA.